Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe LaFatta. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lade fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Coslow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to third. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and has Kerr trapped. Late throws to third, and Hack tags Kerr for the out. Coslow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Marv Rickard now playing left field. Peanuts Lowry now playing third base. Phil Cavaretten now playing center field. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Late fields it and throws to second for the out. Coslow moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Wittek moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCullough juggles the ball. That's an error on McCullough. Coslow scores. Wittek scores. Thompson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Mize moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFatta hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Mize picks up the ball and throws it to Rigney, who tags the runner out. Lowry scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coslow hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0-for-1 in the game. Late strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Mize reaches second base with a double. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Giants. Bill Lee now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Joe LaFatta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFatta is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFatta hits a pop-up towards first. Waitka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-3 in the game. Whittek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rickard throws the ball into Sturgeon, who tags Thompson, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek misplays the ball. That's an error on Whittek. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into left field. LaFatta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Bill Lee. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Russ Meyers now pitching. Sid Gordon pinch hits for Joe LaFatta. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coslow takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-4 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sid Gordon now playing left field. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Lowry reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. It's 8-3, Giants. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.